Hi there. The word for you today is take the initiative. In Acts 20 verse 35 we read, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." When the Good Samaritan saw the wounded man that the priest and the Levite had walked past, he took the initiative and went out of his way to help him. And Jesus ended this famous parable in these words, "Go and do likewise." Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, taught all his employees what he called the 10-foot rule. It says, and I quote, "I promise that whenever I come within 10 feet of a customer, I'll look them in the eye, greet them, and ask if I can help them." As a result, stores worldwide implement Sam's rule every day. Now, most of us recognize the value of taking the initiative. We acknowledge its importance in relationships, yet we still don't do it. We wait for the other person to make the first move. But all that does is lead to missed opportunities. Pastor Malcolm McBain observed, and I quote, "If you wait until you can do everything for everybody, instead of something for somebody, you'll end up not doing anything for anybody." If you're serious about helping others, and you want to walk in God's blessing, don't wait. Initiate. The perfect moment seldom arrives. An old Jewish proverb puts it this way, "The wise do at once what the fool does at last." Initiating a conversation often feels awkward. Offering help means risking rejection. Giving to others can lead to misunderstanding. You won't feel ready or comfortable in such moments. You just have to learn to get past those feelings of awkwardness and insecurity. Bottom line, to help people, you must go ahead and do what others never quite get around to doing. So, this year, take the initiative. Go out on a limb, because that's where the fruit is.